Speaking of a huge win, Lane Wassinger joins us on the Ford Hotline. He's the head coach of Roosevelt, the number one team in Class 3A. They take out number two Meade tonight, 37-7. And, Coach, I know this one wasn't as far open as that final score indicates, as you had to fight through some adversity, but it's a good win for you.
Oh, yeah. It was a great win for our kids and our school, and just a fun game, one that you always kind of look forward to when these two teams play each other. There's a lot of passion and excitement and just good football all around. You know, like you said it, the score is what it is, and but they brought it to us all four quarters, and all the way down to that final whistle, it was pretty good fight.
Yeah, coming in, I think you had outscored guys like 202-7 or something remarkable like that, but you were down 7-0 early in this game. So again, your first real taste of adversity, and your kids obviously responded.
Yeah, and I'm proud of them for that. It was the first time that, we kind of put some points on the board since week one. And, Meade got the ball and took it right down the field and put seven on us right away. And then our offense, kind of stumbled over some penalties on our first drive and, ultimately gave the ball back to Meade. And so, for our kids to kind of see that and feel that and kind of respond proved to all of us that, we can overcome adversity and keep playing for four quarters. And we needed that tonight, and they gave it to us.
Yeah, a lot of coaches will tell you last 5 minutes of the first half important, first 5 minutes of the third quarter also important. You really turned the game around in that span tonight.
Yeah, I think, the big thing in that second quarter, we missed the PAT after our first touchdown, and we were still losing 7-6. And, we were able to get the ball back in our own territory, in Meade's territory, and made a couple clutch throws by Brock Zaya to get us in field goal range. And, our kicker, Kelly Parm, he had missed that PAT in the first one he missed all year, and he was kind of hanging his head. He's new to our program from the soccer team. And I just put my arm around him, and I told him, I said, man, hey, you're not the first kicker in the sport of football to ever miss a PAT. I'm going to need you later. And sure as heck, 3 minutes later, I'm like, all right, here's your first field goal attempt of the year, and he drilled it. So that gave us a lot of momentum going into halftime, and our kids came out second half and took care of business.
And I know you knew you had a good ball club. You've known that since the end of last year. But what'd you learn about your Rough Riders tonight with this big win over a very good opponent?
Ultimately that they could, come out fast and, still get hit in the mouth a little bit and, maybe stumble on our toes and still come and play. So just kind of the composure and, being able to elevate our play and keep it high level and passionate for four full quarters. And just having fun, we play football in a fun way, a violent way, and a physical way, and we're not sorry for that. And, that's helped us, and I'm proud of these kids for playing that way for four quarters, regardless of the score.